December 10, 2014. I'm gonna take a tour of the place where my friends are staying.
I might have sprained my wrist. I will be, my insurance will be covering that. They said whenever I go, they're sending me paperwork to have urgent care fill out. So I'm going to, actually, in the next couple of days here, because, honestly...
We'll get the sodas last. We're going to go in
ridiculous
waves.
It's ridiculous, you know,
okay.
That they,
yeah.
You know...
Grab me.
Oh.
Grab on.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, follow me. We're in room... We're in room... Or, not room. We are in suite 2045.
Okay.
All right. Let me get past you. I'll sit. All right. There's going to be this here. Yeah.
I got it.
You got it? Mm-hmm. All right. Follow me. There's going to be a stairwell straight ahead. Here come the stairs with the...
I got it.
...openings.
Yeah. I got it. This is easy.
I'm just getting my... I'm just getting Jill's bags.
Right. I have his name. I have his name, so I will make sure.
Yes.
And I have the keys, so...
Okay.
So, I have two keys.
Alright, but
I'm
okay.
Hide them from Jill's parents.
Yeah, understood.
Well,
yeah, working in rehearsal. Yeah, it was. So, I'm okay. Everything's good.
Well, yeah, we will eventually, but it's gonna. You know, we still have to figure stuff out. You know, my insurance is going to go up big, so... It doesn't matter which way, honey.
Okay.
So, we'll see how all that goes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And no, you'll be seeing me in room.
It smells good in here.
Oh, good.
All right, I'm going to put my...
Leslie said she wasn't sure yet.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, I'm going to put my cane by the door.
Oh, okay.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you turn on the light so that,
I'm fine!
Sorry. Alright.
I'm all right, fine!
I'm like... Your grandma was just checking on me.
Is there a bathroom?
Yes.
I really need to go.
Okay, come on.
You two make yourselves comfortable. We'll be right back.
Yep.
If you need me, give me a holler.
I will. This is Jill, and I'm in 2045. What would be the password for the Wi-Fi? Uh-huh. 2014? All right, thank you so much. Swing.
Your water's chlorinated.
Is it?
Yep. Alright. I can tell. There's the catch right there for you.
Alright.
Feeling good?
Yep. Comfy.
Well, that could be what Martha was sleeping on.
Hey, he doesn't mind.
I know, but when you're here, though, it's a different story. So if you want to bring the mattress, you know what I mean?
That's fine.
Huh?
That's fine.
You know, I'm just saying, that's all.
No, why did I bring this with me? Oh my gosh. Whoops.
I have a feeling they're coming back up. No,
just listening. I didn't hear that.
I heard him close the trunk.
Jeez! I didn't hear anything.
It works.
I keep forgetting that your ears are better than mine. They always pass.
I still have to get them cleaned out, though. They're due.
Oh.
I gotta do the ear candle stuff.
Oh. Hey, you're brave.
It works.
If you say so.
No joke.
Because the doctor's already tried cleaning out my ears for my... Well, my problems are probably severer. I'm just surprised I can still sing. Like I said, I normally know how to do that.
I'm not going to damage my glasses.
No, and don't damage your teeth either. You need those.
Yeah.
You need your teeth for singing there, Reuben.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he dived.
And I will bring you the very special presentation of the 2001 home demo version of God's
No!
Time.
No! No!
As sung by my German Shepherd.
Yeah. Or something like that. You guys should put these in recycling. Whoops!
That's okay.
They don't have recycling.
We're just gonna coil them up and use them for trash.
Ew. Yeah. That works.
Yes, we're going to coil them up and use them for trash.
Okay, that works.
My mom is the one who came up with the idea of coiling up the bags and putting them in the bag.
No, normally I just throw stuff into the drawer and say that that's a trash bag drawer.
Yeah.
Oh. Oops, this one's yours, right?
No, that is
yours. Oh, that's mine.
That is yours. My hand is screaming at me.
Oh.
I just cut myself.
Ah.
I certainly did.
Ooh. Ow.
Did I?
Okay. Let's see.
If we had a knife, I could probably get some menu to something.
Yeah. I'm trying to find something to... Yeah, I can't use my teeth. My teeth are such in horrible shape. They'd fall out, probably.
Ooh, that's a scary thing.
Oh, curse it. Oh, I could take off my shoes and use my sock. No, never mind. I've got stinky feet. Probably not a good idea.
It's fine.
No, it's not. Believe me, no, it's not. You are, you know that, you know that.
I heard more from Doug.
You know the scenes on Full House where Kimmy takes off her shoes?
Oh, Doug.
Yeah, like that.
You got Kimmy Gibbler feet.
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, so that's why I'm
no,
not doing
don't
it.
Don't take your shoes off.
I don't plan on it. Let's see. What can we? Oh dear.
Wait, what, honey?
That
can't be good. My finger.
Maybe I can use my shirt.
That
sucks. Nope.
Well on there, it needs a bottle opener.
Yeah.
Something ahead.
Oh, do we have a... We don't have a hand towel?
Yes.
Oh.
Let's try that then. Oh, that was the chair. Really?
Yes. It's okay.
That was not my stomach talking back.
It's not your revisitation of... That's an end table.
Okay, I thought. Let's try this and see if it works. Oh, jeez. I put the soap to the right
of it.
It's
not bad. It's just that there was a flaky callus, and I just...
Oh, understood. Okay, this normally works.
They really shouldn't do that.
Oh, I think I got it. Nope, I didn't. How many engineers does it take to open a soda bottle?
One, two... Three.
Bless you. Reuben?
Oh, man.
Damn it!
You alright?
I'm fine.
Honey?
Yeah?
It's okay.
Yeah, it's,
it's okay. Receipts.
I should have just... No, I should not have done that.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Maybe this wasn't a good idea.
No, it wasn't that. It's just...
Trying to loosen the pin. That's what I'm trying to do.
Very strange.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get paper towels at some point, though, too.
Oh, does Vons have... Yeah, I think Vons has that on sale.
Oh, we were going to get that on Friday.
No.
Not only when I got paid, but...
This Friday?
Yeah.
Or last Friday, rather?
This Friday. I get paid this Friday.
Oh, this Friday, yeah.
Yeah. I got paid 2 weeks ago.
Right. So it would be the second Friday in September. December.
Right. Give me that. Try and open it now that I banged on it.
Sheesh.
I should not have done that.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, Sarah.
Are you sure these bottles are going to be okay? Because I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Okay. I just hope you guys don't have trouble with yours.
He got the IBC repair and such off very easily.
Oh.
Yeah.
My God, really?
Mine just happens to be the unlucky one.
Yeah. Ow.
Well, I got some good news and I got some bad news.
What's the bad news?
It won't open. The good news is I can twist the bottle head.
Oh. Okay.
The bottleneck.
Well, that works.
No, that's not. It's... Is it? This shit requires a bottle cap opener.
Normally it doesn't, because like I said, I've done it without. Okay.
Let me try another bottle. I think I just fudged up my hand, but that's okay.
There's some soap to the right of the bathroom sink. I put it there already for you.
Thank you so
much. Well, I had to wash my hands, so.
Hey, thank you so much.
I had to do something.
All right, hang on. At least I hate you right now, bottle. You're like the most pain in the neck bottle.
Yeah, quite literally.
Bottleneck.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I was trying to do that the easy way.
Well, it's probably not a good idea.
Not anymore. I was twisting the bottle head, but like that sucker does not want to roll.
No, it kind of doesn't.
Okay, but...
Oh no!
Yeah, if they're all like this, this is gonna be fun.
We'll get a bottle opener. Would you like a root beer instead?
No, it's alright.
Sure.
Well.
Damn it.
Honey, it's okay.
I'll just have some water.
I don't think we have any.
We don't have any cups.
Oh, well, that's no problem. I'll just do this.
I feel awful now. I ruined a hand towel.
At least oh, that water's horrible. Tastes nothing like mine.
Oh, jeez.
It's chlorinated.
One of Janelle's friends went into labor.
Huh?
Huh. One of my cousins Janelle's friends went into labor.
Everybody having babies. Stop profiting, darn it. Let some people die so that we can have room.
Ah, that's harsh. I see where you're coming from, but do you realize how wrong that came out?
I know. That was bad. I'm taking this thing out of the carton.
Okay.
They're going to be lined up, and what we'll do is we'll swing over to Jill's place and sneak a bottle opener.
Yeah, because we sure don't have one.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
But this is where we're going to be for the next
5 weeks. Well, the good thing is, we have a hand towel, so I can do this. I've been doing that all day, but I was in a recording session, that wasn't funny.
I'm sorry. Well, we'll have to call up room service or something, because this towel is all ruined now.
Oh.
But at least we bolted it before bad things happened.
Shh.
That's the refrigerator.
Yeah, I know. Let's see.
Ooh. The towel?
Oh, I know where I can put it.
That's
right there.
We're going to leave this here in the sink. I don't think we need hand towels.
Well, yeah. Just keep it there. Well, I mean, you're going to need hand towels, but, oh, that water's horrible.
Yep, the good news is, yeah, that's the end table. Mm-hmm. It's the other table, and there's the sofa.
Yep. I wonder, I'm just curious here.
Yeah?
I want to see something. Oops, maybe not. Oh, come on, really? I want to see something really quick. It shouldn't be too late.
Not a problem.
Let's see.
I still need to find out what the code for the Wi-Fi here is.
Hang on a minute. I think I'm on the right. Yeah, hang on a minute. Oh, that just answered my question.
Mm-hmm.
That just answered my question. This is the Hilton. No, Westgate. Except there's no one. I thought there was.
Let me see how bad my battery went. 69%.
Ooh, not bad. Not bad.
Remember the other one?
Yeah.
The other phone? I was like down to nothing.
Yeah.
We left your house at 100%.
And you got to batteries plus at like 40.
Yeah, that was just. Wow.
Well, hang on a minute. I just want to see something here. Sounds good, but KE7ZUM listening, Kilo Echo 7 Zulu Uniform Mike listening. I am actually on a different side of town. If anyone's around, may I please have a signal report? Thanks, KE7ZUM out.
Well, unfortunately, this is where we're going to be, and we were thinking for the nights that you join Monty. We'll probably be here in the living room area.
That's fine.
And the end table that is before you and Jill, we'll just move to the side. This way, you guys will have a place to crash.
All right, well, never mind. I'll try again, actually, when a little bit there's a bit more activity on the repeater. It's about 10-something right now, so happy Wednesday to all. All a good night. And everyone, take care. KE7ZUM, out.
Now I have to figure out what I'm going to be doing. When you say you're working at 11 o'clock, is that like an online thing, or are you going to be like outside of your house?
No, it's online.
Okay, so you won't be at your place.
I'll be at my place, yeah, why?
No, I was just wondering. It's just, like, if I do swing by tomorrow, while Jill's working, at least I'll be with you most of the time.
That's fine.
Until she gets out.
Yeah, that's fine.
We just need a unless...
Of course, it's fine.
Jill's going to have to be up early.
Uh-huh.
7, to be in at 7, means we'd have to be a bit earlier to head over to your place before she goes to work.
Yeah, and that's probably not going to work, unfortunately. Your parents won't be up. You won't be up.
Well, actually, Dad will. He gets up like it's... No, Rakan... Well, I mean, the semester's gone, but Rakan gets up like at 6:30, so... Someone will be up.
Yeah, well, 7 I go.
Yeah, someone will be up.
Just let them know that I'll be coming in early. Just so that I'll have a place to... Or a place.
Yeah. So I don't know, because we would have to be up at 5 in the morning.
Oh. Jeez.
It's fine. I don't... It's 5:30.
Oh, someone's going
to... take showers and such.
Right.
Yeah. It'll all work.
Hey, I'm okay with that, actually. I'm here. It's better than being here at the apartment by myself with nothing to eat for the whole
day.
For the whole 8 hours.
Well, I don't know if we have anything to eat at the house. We have bread and cheese and... Hey, it's food.
I mean, like coffee and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we have coffee.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's better to be with company than be here driving myself nuts. Without And Jill said she doesn't like the idea of me.
Not right now. I mean, it's... You don't know the area.
Not well enough.
No, not well enough.
And I admit this openly.
Hey, it's okay. You know? Really?
Well,
it is 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, it is 10.
Yeah,
right.
Just turned 10.
Oh, the Utah link should be plenty. No, it's 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it is. In my time. My watch has yet to change.
The Utah link should be at least active. It normally is this time of night.
Because we also need to find out what the Wi-Fi code is going to be.
They didn't tell you?
No.
Oh. Well, I'm getting full scale on the phone.
Yeah.
Let's see.
We're told that Wi-Fi is free, so...
Yeah.
I can't get it on my phone, but I'm sure we could probably get it on my laptop.
Would you like to try?
I'll do it here later.
My laptop's at home. I can't.
I was asking Joe.
Oh, right.
I'll do it when we get back.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. We'll just have to do that then. So by your place, and then when you're working for however time, I won't pester you. I think that would be the best way to handle this.
Let's see how Black Mountain sounds if it's up. Oh. Not bad. Not bad,
right.
Although everyone's asleep.
It is 10 p.m. I don't know. My watch is still set to my home's time.
Mountain
time.
Mountain.
A redheaded stepchild of the time zones.
No, at least you don't live in Australia.
That's true. That's weird.
Because don't they have like a time zone where, or a place where it's like a half hour?
Yep. It's 10 o'clock in one place, it's 10:30
in another.
What?
Yeah, they really do have a place where
it's
half hour.
O'clock somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really strange. I don't understand it. But it works. Yeah, Black Mountain sounds great. Sort of. Oh, I can make cut.
Well, I, for one, am glad that we were able to get this thing off the ground.
I am, too. And in a good radio location for a change.
Yeah.
Well, because...
Monty would be happy about that.
I sure am. Because I don't get to talk to the club members at all.
And you know, the interesting thing is... I guess, in an essence, I kind of had to. Be the, be the big brother.
You had to be the voice of reason.
Exactly.
As they say.
Knock some sense into my prideful little sister.
Thanks. Appreciated. Even though I'm 4 years younger than you. Soon to be.
Well.
4. 5 years younger than you, soon to be 4.
I've got something planned for you, so.
Okay.
Just checking out the TV here.
I don't think there is cable on that.
I'm going to go on the repeater where I'm not like, but I'm not going to say anything. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not going to be on that repeater. I'm going to stay right.
Zero, three.
There.
Interesting. I thought that was like at the door.
Hmm?
No, the television. I thought that was someone at the door.
Actually, I heard it too.
Froze. It's like, what?
No, I heard it too.
Yeah.
I think it's the apartment over there. Or over there.
I brought my tablet, computer, hard drives, and passport.
That's good. I asked someone how to prevent stage fright when being filmed, and they were like, just pretend it's not there. I'm like, oh, easier said than done.
Just don't think about it.
Easier said than done.
That's true.
I can't. I mean, when I'm in front of a broadcast mic, fine. When I'm in front of a studio mic, fine, after a few minutes. When I'm on the ham radio, great. When I'm being filmed, then I go to Hades in a handbasket.
It's a different medium. Of course, it's different.
Yeah.
Believe me, and I was gonna do a video log, but I don't think it's. I don't think this is the time or the place.
Not right now, no. No.
No, I mean, not now. I'm gonna say video log. Because I wanted to do one, let's see, on Monday when my parents went out to go get their station wagon serviced.
Mm.
And I was gonna do, like, this whole thing about what our week was like. And me leading up to going out to Las Vegas today. And,
right.
But, you know, I didn't like the way I was doing it. I was just rambling.
Oh, and it just wasn't.
And then my parents came in and I'm like, no, that didn't
need
to
be. I mean, sometimes if it doesn't, you know, and it's not going to work, it's like, okay, it's not going to work. So.
Yeah. No, it's just, if anything.
Yeah, that's the apartment behind us.
That's not too bad.
It could be worse.
Yeah, we could be at the Studio 6 in El Paso on Gateway Boulevard West.
Yeah, it actually doesn't sound too bad. Well, we're on the second floor, so.
No, but the location I mentioned, Jill and I were at.
Now the heater sounds like it's gonna crap out, but.
No, it's not the heater. It's the air conditioner.
The air conditioner sounds like it's going to crap out. The compressor sounds shot to pieces, but, you know, it should be okay. I mean,
basically,
I don't smell a belt burning, so.
That's true. Basically, we were at this Motel 6 affiliate, Studio 6, and
oh, that's
everything.
Sorry.
Weird. No, don't.
You've heard everything from cars coming and going, you know, people coming and going.
She's gonna be gone, so she can't really. You're gonna be the one. I'm gonna be the one who's gonna be entertaining, which I won't be doing much of right now.
Well, hey, it's better than being.
I've got it.
Better than. Oh crap! Where did it? There it is.
What?
No, just looking for the key. This is. In an awkward position in my pocket.
Oh.
There you go. I'm gonna make it right here in just a minute.
Yeah, we get that bottle cap over there.
Right there.
Follow the stairs, follow my voice.
Got it. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm so used to taking stairs, I'm like, I can do this all day.
Yeah,
oh!
I haven't had anything since dinner.
Mm. Oh, wait, do you want to get on my right? Or you go?
Yeah. What's the matter, hon?
I'm fine.
Step down. Coming up.
Well, if she's asleep, if not, leave a note, I guess. I'll try and be awake. I mean, I have to get up anyway.
Oh. I'll call you.
Oh, no, you won't. My phone's going to be in Do Not Disturb. Oh, careful.
What? Oh, get myself comfortable. I think this is a better idea than just...
Yeah. Until Ruben gets to know the area more, I think it's safer.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Jill.
It's all right. My boss is going to look at me like, why do you look like a zombie? I know he's going to say that.
Well...
Who's going to say what?
My boss.
I can make you I can grind up some coffee beans for you or something.
It's alright.
Wait, you don't have a coffee maker. Never mind.
No.
Okay, so I can make you a cup of coffee that you can heat up in the morning or something. Are you sure you're going to be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay.
Hey, it's been a long day for all of us since I traveled over here. I can't believe I actually made it here.
I'm so happy you did. I'm not happy about those speed bumps.
Can't really do much about it.
No, that's true. So that's cool. I can hit three repeaters, one of which is I can hit Black Mountain from there. I'm not sure how I sound into there, but it sounds good. I doubt I can hit Centennial Hospital from here.
My phone beeped and it won't stop beeping because the battery is crappy.
Remember back in the old days, like in 2000, 2001, when the batteries used to go dead on the phone, you'd hear.
Yes.
Over and over and so forth.
Brick cell phone.
I used to have one. I remember it was with T-Mobile. No, it was with Sprint.
Oh, God.
And then it was with T-Mobile in 2002. Yeah. Yes, it was 2002. Yeah, Ruben, I'll also be teaching you a little bit of Alexander technique, what I know of it anyway. If you do it right, it feels great. If you do it wrong, you'll know if you do it wrong.
Oh, no.
Oh, it hurts. Jill, are you familiar with Alexander technique?
A little.
Yeah. I'm familiar with it enough to get me by, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I didn't write about that, so I want to actually get certified one day in Dalcroze Eurythmics. You familiar with that, Jill? It's a way of feeling the music, basically. It's hard to explain, and I don't use it often. Not as much as count singing, but I do use it, but not often. Jayani, my coach, once made me use it when I was trying out for that for one of the solos, the that one.
Yeah.
Which I didn't make, but that's okay. Actually, I'm glad I didn't make it. I know that sounds weird. But I'm glad I didn't make it as a soloist because I fell down the stairs the night of the performance. And I could barely stand, and I decided not to take painkillers.
Ow.
Well, actually, the reason made sense. I needed to focus. So what better way to focus on the performance than on the pain?
Right.
Now, I was a little slow in getting up the stairs, and I didn't know who Dr. Jensen was. I'd forgotten who Professor Weiler was. And, basically, I was in a lot of pain that night.
Ouch.
So I don't want to know how that solo would have come out. It's a good solo, though.
And I get to juries, I thought you were singing with your nose the whole time.
Oh, you know. You know, believe me, you know. You feel it. Believe...
Nose.
I mean, you know it. You can feel it. You can feel it.
That's true. That's so true. Nose and throat singing.
You know, there are cultures that do that.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, it sounds actually really good if you do it right. But since I'm classically trained...
I mean that in the sense of doing it wrong.
Right. Right. No, but I mean, you feel it. You feel it. I'm working on resonation myself. Still... Stay awake, Jill. Oh.
I'm fine. Just yawning.
Lack of
oxygen. Well, see, I have an excuse because I was in the recording studio at 4 o'clock. Oh!
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Jill.
Laugh. It's just, wow, different.
It's a way of practicing a lowering of the larynx. Believe me, I'm writing about all this. I kind of have to know what I'm talking about.
Well,
figured as much.
I know, really, I have to, because I mean...
You, sir, with your nose, you, sir, with the nose and throat singing, sing us a song.
Ew.
And please, no ho-ohs, okay?
Yeah, really. Yeah, Ruben, you're singing Bati Bati, didn't you know that? No, I'm kidding. I can barely play that. You know that, ooh, I mean, that piano accompaniment, Jill, well, you've seen it. It's hard.
Yes.
I mean, I'm down to chords.
Playing your song in A flat.
Oh. No thanks.
I like A flat. That's easy.
No me.
It's tantalizing on the fingers.
Not really. Oh, gosh.
It's audibly correct.
Oh. But even a simple yawn, Ruben. If you feel your larynx and you just do a simple yawn, you'll feel the lowering of your larynx and it promotes space and resonation. Oh. Just try a silent yawn. Put your hand right here. Yeah. Just try it. You're not.
Silent yawn.
Just try a simple yawn. Silent yawn.
I'm looking forward to learning all of this.
Well, you're going to learn a little bit now. Just give it a try. Feel it?
Yes, I do.
And you want to try and keep that space.
I think the reason why I sounded tired was because of that banana I had.
Oh, bananas are good for you. I had 3 of them in my smoothie. I didn't eat 3 of them.
It was like scratching my throat the whole time.
Oh, that's odd. They do that to you, I guess?
They can.
Oh, that was real.
Like
this. That's contagious.
Oh, dear.
Behind a truck earlier on the way to my house.
Oh.
Oh my god.
So slow?
No. The thing sounded like nails on a chalkboard.
Oh no.
It sounded like a fucking jet.
That bad?
Yes.
Oh gosh. Something was broken in it.
You think?
Being obvious.
We weren't greeted by a Unity Easton. So
oh,
I'm actually happy.